Is there a YouTube component today?
Yes, we are.
I accidentally did some dancing there.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, it's all right. So tonight, my brother's flying in today on Spirit Airlines, and we're going to go and play together for the first time. He's my partner for Saturday, the pickleball.
Plenty of time to develop some chemistry.
Yeah, we're going to have some chemistry tonight. Just tonight. One night.
I mean, you are brothers.
Yeah, we're brothers, so we should be on the same page. He says, all I have to do is cover one quarter of the court because he says he's really good.
Well, if I were playing you, I would just hit it to you the whole time.
That is 100% what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Ball is coming my way.
Every time.
Are you guys confident, Berman?
Yes, I think we are. Jorge and I.
We're definitely getting out of the first round.
Yeah, I think we're getting out of the first round, too. I think that.
Just like the Lakers.
Jorge and I are the next round. In the second round, are playing one more pickleball team.
I heard that guy you had on yesterday.
Yeah.
That's the guy who's playing
Daniel
you, right?
Daniel Wynn.
Very, very energetic.
He really, really likes you to the point, like he's definitely a P1.
Yes, he is.
And he definitely is. I actually think that as much as he would want to win, like when Greg tried to get him to, it was Chris Morales tried to get him to
trying
talk trash.
Trying to get trash, him to talk some smack.
He's so appreciates you and the station that I actually think he will not have the killer instinct to try to unseat you.
Interesting.
I actually think he will like pull his pickleball paddle.
Wow.
Like they even if they're close, I almost feel like he will not want to defeat you.
Nice.
I mean, did you get that sense?
Did you get that sense that he doesn't want to beat me because he's a big fan of the station?
He is
the
a big fan of the station. He comes to everything. He takes pictures for us at the Mandy's. He takes pictures of the softball on our Friday
great
night softball.
Great guy.
Yeah, great guy. I told him beforehand, I was like, hey, you got to talk trash. Yeah. You got to like talk smack to Mace. He's like, making things. He's like, yeah, I got it. And then he comes on and he says, you know, I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah. No, there was not smack there.
He really was. And I also think he wants to see Mace and his brother versus Jorge and Greg. Like, he wanted to see that next matchup.
Yeah, he wants to see you against Jorge and I.
Right,
yeah.
But we need two wins. We each need two wins to get to that point.
I mean, that's asking a lot. Yeah. We've played twice in our lives.
Hey, if you have never come to one of our... Yeah, if you've never come to one of our events, one of our big things, like the... like Yamava tomorrow, where we're all broadcasting live, or the softball game or the Mandy Awards, the one thing that we know how to do around here is put on a show. So everybody's going to be there on Saturday at the Agape Pickleball Courts at Fountain Valley. And you can meet me and Travis and Slee and Shidano and Cappy and Bergman all the way down the line. Everybody's going to be there.
So I got a question, though.
Yeah.
Is Ireland is going to be there. You keep saying in the flesh.
He's not. He's going to be at Yamava. He's not going to be at
the
pickleball.
But he's going to be at Yamava
tomorrow.
Okay. Greg, this is a little inside, but I need your opinion. Does he get upset when we talk about how sometimes he gets a little sleepy? Is that a thing?
I think he's sort of embraced it.
I think at this point he's embraced it. I don't think he liked it at first, but I think now he's just...
It's like me with the late stuff,
This is the problem. He knows that it's happening. He knows that he's yawning. He knows that he's sleeping.
And now that there's the YouTube, like he can't hide.
He can't hide.
Okay, so tomorrow...
But it's you know what? It's everybody's got a little bit... Like it's me and the vacation. It's Ireland and the sleeping.
Me
it's
and the
Momo
late.
And the lateness.
It's Greg and everything.
Bergman and...
Well, you're just Bergman.
Everything.
Right.
Nothing on Jorge.
On this show.
Yeah, only on
JJ.
Not on any other
JJ.
Show.
JJ.
JJ. I forgot
so
about that yesterday.
Tomorrow, thanks. I think this actually could qualify as a mythical money bet.
Okay.
Ireland is going to be calling the game tonight in Houston.
Yes.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Second night of a back-to-back for him as well.
Yes.
He's going to fly back with the team very, very late. And then I think he's either going to drive to Yamava at night and just go straight there and stay over, or he's going to drive in the morning. John Ireland will be a very sleepy
man. He may be a sleepy
man.
But with live people around, I think it's going to be different.
Oh, you'll perk him up?
Yeah. There's going to be fans there, listeners there, all that kind of stuff.
Okay,
I think
we should save our mythical money on whether he'll... Yeah.
Now, Bergman, you're driving out to Yamava tonight, right?
I'm going out tonight. Probably right after the show, actually. I'm going to do a little bit of gambling. I'm going to do
that
a
sounds
little,
fun.
Maybe a little bit of drinking.
Drunken gambling?
See. There might be a little
boy,
bit
they
of
love it.
Just do both.
They love it when the drunk people gamble.
Right. I'm going to play some craps, I think.
I don't understand what's going on.
I never understand. I just throw the dice.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on in craps.
Did I win?
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and try and explain craps to you
no,
right now.
No, please don't.
No, literally, I've had people try to explain it to me. 25 times, I still don't get it.
No, it's
still
a great game.
Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes. Seven.
You could say literally anything to me, like no the sevens. Pass line and the seven yep. and
nope.
the don't. No.
Nope.
Nope. Nope. Don't get it.
So last night, and I was very curious about this. Did you? Yeah. You looked at it, right?
Which one?
The thing I showed
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So the NHL is, how would you say? It's our
fourth.
It's our fourth sport.
Maybe fifth.
What would
MLS.
Be fourth? MLS, maybe. You're right.
I think it's passing them.
Yeah. So it's our fourth sport. ESPN's got a huge deal with them. We broadcast all their games on ESPN Plus. And last night they did something very cool. They animated a game live. So when you looked at it, and it happened exactly as it was happening, they're cartoon characters skating and scoring. And if you're a sport that is not top of mind with everybody, this is a really, really smart, cool thing to do. I'll tweet out a link to it. I think it's just awesome. The announcers were animated.
Yeah.
Literally, not just animated as announcers, but like literally animated. It was really cool. It was on Disney Plus last night. Bergman, I just thought it was so smart.
It looked so cool. I mean, you're going to get people that have watched it on Disney Plus just to start enjoying hockey, which I think is a rare thing to do. People don't really understand. Hockey, especially live, is the greatest sport that there is.
Yes.
There's not one better sport to
it's
me.
It's like really cold, though.
Yes, it is very cool.
Well, I used to go to games. I was like, man, I got to like
cool
dress up.
Too.
To go to
I kind of wear a
cold.
Jacket.
There exactly. is ice there. Just wear a jacket.
You can get a younger crowd to start watching it and start to understand the game more by having it in this cartoon version.
Right. They did that with the NFL this year on Nickelodeon.
Yes.
Where they animate, so
well,
slime
but that's
people.
Live. They just have like the you know like the slime going in a touchdown and things like that. This was actually fully
animated.
Cartoon.
Yeah, I can't. It's the technology must be amazing to be able to animate something as it's happening.
Yeah, as it's happening and it's real. But it, I mean, we saw it. You saw it not too long ago that Adam Silver had. I'm sure you saw it too, Momo. Where the Adam Silver had this thing where you could put yourself into a player.
Yep.
And so like if you wanted to be if Mason wanted to be LeBron dunking in the middle of a game,
yes.
you actually put yourself. As LeBron, and you do all of his moves.
Yeah, very cool.
Very cool.
The technology is going to make you. We all, you guys, are all scared of technology. I think it's going to make sports cooler
oh, no,
for people to experience. Yeah, you think it's going to
cartoons
kill us.
On TV? That's not going to kill us.
No, that won't. The AI
dunking as LeBron.
Not going to kill us. No.
Yeah,
that's just cool.
That is cool. All right, so boy, I'll tell you what, Bergman, who's your least favorite NFL coach?
Right now,
yeah.
Josh McDaniel.
Josh McDaniel.
Yeah.
So they traded Darren Waller yesterday for a third-round pick. And Darren Waller's a really good player.
Yeah.
Injured on and off.
Great tight end.
But when healthy, great receiving tight end. So they traded him yesterday. And I wonder if this has anything to do with it at all. Darren Waller had a secret wedding planned. And he's married. Who's he married?
Kelsey Plum,
right.
She's a guard on the Las Vegas Aces.
Right.
She's the one when she won the All-Star MVP. Remember they gave her the trophy that looked like it came with, like from a youth soccer league or something?
Yes.
Like this teeny tiny little trophy?
Yeah.
That's probably how you know her.
Okay. So here's what Josh McDaniels did. At the Combine, again, secret wedding. At the Combine, revealed that they were getting married. It got picked up by the Las Vegas Tribune or whatever that is. And so the wedding was no longer
secret
because it was in the papers because Josh McDaniel revealed it.
That's not cool.
Completely.
I didn't know that part of it.
Yeah. Now, do you think that has anything to do with why Waller got traded?
No.
I actually thought that
Waller's
I thought
off?
You were going here with the next one.
No, okay? What's the next one?
So the next part of the story was that somebody tweeted like Josh McDaniels just as for a wedding present just traded Darren Waller to New York. So you know, like as a wedding, like 3 days after his wedding, right? So he's
right.
marrying. So he plays for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yes,
and he's marrying a player on the Las Vegas Aces. So they technically live in the same city, and he just turned them into a long distance relationship. That kind of sucks, right?
Yeah.
Somebody tweets that, and then Kelsey Plum.
Yep.
Retweets, quote tweets it, and says he wasn't invited to the wedding.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, look, there was a little something like this back in Miami when LeBron left the Heat.
Okay.
LeBron was very private, I would say. about his wife's third pregnancy.
Yep.
He didn't really disclose it or anything, and okay. And nor does he have to. You don't have to tell everybody everything, especially no. about family planning stuff. And I think at one point when Pat Riley did his exit interview, he mentioned that he has another baby on the way. And it was kind of like, oh, people didn't know that.
Yeah.
And it certainly was not his news to reveal.
So private stuff is private stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it kind of spoke to, now, I don't know if LeBron was mad or anything like that, but it kind of spoke to the idea that maybe they're not that close.
Oh, interesting.
Right? I mean, there are certain, like, remember, you know, there's things that we all know about each other that we're like, okay, you're a little sensitive about that, how you feel,
we'll
you know.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Ireland calls it putting something under the hat, which is
whatever
weird.
That means.
Is that an old school saying?
I don't know. It's been going
it's kind of like the lockbox.
It's been going on for 30 years now that if somebody's genuinely sensitive about somebody, about
something,
you put it under the hat, and that's something that is not to be discussed on the air, even though we're joking around and we throw everything out there.
Most, I would say 99% of the stuff is fair game.
Right. I can't think of anything I have under the hat right now with Ireland. I don't think there's anything that is under the hat.
I'm trying to think about it. I think there's a few things for me that I would say are probably under the hat.
Yeah?
More like reporter secrets and stuff.
Right. Well, reporter secrets, we hear that. I understand that sort of thing.
Yeah. Or, you know, just certain stories that we all know about each other, things that you and I have been involved in that we maybe just don't bring
Correct.
Up all the time.
Yeah, I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Right. So there's things that we just don't need to relive again.
It's called The Longest Night of My Life. That was Momo and I on the phone all night long, just terrified. Terrified.
What did we do?
What did we do?
It really wasn't that bad, honestly.
No,
it really wasn't.
In retrospect,
it wasn't
that
bad. It was really nothing.
Bad.
It was stupid. But we were both like nervous.
Oh, I was so scared about it. You were so scared about
scared.
It? Yeah. Do you know what it is, Bergman?
Feeling super
I don't know
stupid.
What it is. No.
It's under the hat.
It's under the hat. Super stupid.
You will never know.
It depends on what the definition of it is.
Yeah. It is under the hat. It is under the
so
hat.
So I think that's kind of what this McDaniels-Waller thing is. Like, clearly they're not that close. Like,
right.
Clearly, you know, the other guy, the Bisaccia guy, right?
Rich Bisaccia.
I finally learned his name.
The one that got him to the playoffs.
Yeah, they all
they
loved
fired.
Him. He wouldn't have said that.
No.
No, he wouldn't have. He was more of a player's coach. But
yeah.
I don't think that's the reason. They've been trying to trade Darren Waller for over a year.
Why? He makes too much money or something?
He gets hurt all the time. He just signed an extension 6 months ago, which is the crazy part about it. But he was going to be in the deal to Green Bay for Devontae Adams, and then they ended up pulling him.
Mm.
And then he signed his extension. Josh McDaniels said how much he was going to be a huge part of everything going forward, and then they traded him. 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
They weren't that close. I think that's fair to say. They weren't that close.
Or maybe he's not that close to many of his players.
Yeah.
Well, except for Jimmy G.
He's not.
And Jacoby Myers.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs was not happy that Darren Waller was traded.
Devontae Adams wasn't happy that Derek Carr left.
Well, that was his friend.
Right. It was
college teammate.
College teammate.
He also, I think he was okay. I think he wanted, and he talked about it. He's like, I want Aaron Rodgers. He said he wanted Aaron Rodgers to be his quarterback. And then when that didn't happen, and then Jimmy G came, then it's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
He might want out at some point.
All right. Anita Marks is coming up. Oh, before that, 3 o'clock today. So I am a diehard season ticket holding Los Angeles Rams fan. And I am depressed. I am upset. I am confused. And I'm going to throw all that at Jordan Rodrigue from The Athletic at 3 o'clock. And she maybe can give us a ray of hope or talk me down or something like that. So that's coming up at 3. Coming up next, some gambling. Anita Marks is going to be with us. We'll the host of BetLA. We'll talk about the NCAA tournament, where you can maybe make some money over the next couple of days. That's coming up next. Mason in Ireland, Momo in for John, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine Dragons, right? Mason Ireland, what is up? Momo's in for John. She's attempting to sing along.
I don't have much of a voice.
Dan Reynolds and Imagine Dragons.
I didn't do the singing part. I just did the, oh, that's just
yeah,
the
that's
call and response.
Good as it gets. So tomorrow night, and I got to put this on my iCal. Anita
Your
Marks
what?
Is on my iCal. Anita Marks is on tomorrow night, 7 to 10, Bet LA. And I've got that now recorded so I can listen tomorrow night. Anita, how are you?
It's March Madness, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. So I guess before we get to actual point spreads and betting and all that stuff, do you have any advice on filling out brackets?
Oh, where do I begin? So first things first, this year, more parity than ever before. Right? Like, there's no, like, in my opinion, Alabama, Houston, Kansas, Purdue, they all have warts. Like, there's not, like, one that I feel, like, really confident. Like, yes, they're going to win it this year. So, a few things. In the South, I love Creighton. I have Creighton upsetting Alabama. Alabama might be beat by San Diego State. So, I've got Creighton coming out of the South. In the East...
Wait a minute, coming out of the region?
I do.
Wow.
I mean, here's the thing. Again, I feel that this is the year that you need to take chances. This is not the year you go chalk. It's just not. So in the East, I've got Tennessee making a run. I'm not blown away with Purdue. I love FAU. I think FAU upsets Memphis. I think they give Purdue a run for their money. And then if they're still there, I think Tennessee can take them. Also, I think Michigan State can take care of Marquette. I'm not really sold on Kentucky, so I have Tennessee coming out of the East, and then the West. They're calling this the death region, right? Like
the death region.
Yeah, that's really what they're calling it. Like
yeah.
So, Kansas. You know, they've looked really flat as of late. Here's in the West. I love Iona. I think people forget that Rick Pitino is still coaching.
Yeah.
He's got seniors. They play good defense, but they got screwed by the committee, and probably because the committee just doesn't like Rick Pitino for a number of reasons. And they're going up against UConn. That UConn Iona. If there's one game to watch in the round of 64, oh boy, it's this one. And unfortunately, I thought Iona would make a real good run, pull some upsets, possibly get into the Sweet 16. I don't think so against UConn. I think UConn's going to make a run. I think it's going to be UConn and Gonzaga. I know UCLA fans don't want to hear this, but I think it's going to be UConn. I think Gonzaga potentially is going to upset UCLA, and I think Gonzaga is going to represent the West. And last but not least, I will go chalk in the Midwest. I think Texas A&M could eliminate Texas, and I think Houston is the best team. So I've got Houston making it to the Final Four. I've got Houston winning my bracket.
Okay, so what's your final four?
Creighton, Tennessee, Houston, Gonzaga.
Wow. It's very off-brand.
Okay, so generally speaking, especially lately, there have been far more upsets, especially like for teams that make the Final Four. It's but there, I heard one analyst say, the best way to do it is pick two number one seeds, a two, and then...
And a squirrel team.
A squirrel team.
Yes.
Where'd you get that from?
I got it from an article written by some guy.
Some guy.
Cannot credit him anymore.
Yeah.
But his he was looking at it historically. He said, generally speaking, there are two ones, one two, and a squirrel team.
Who's the squirrel team this year?
It sounds like Creighton.
If I have conviction for one of those four that are not chalk, it would be Creighton. I like Creighton a lot. You know, when you look at them, they're really well-rounded. Their defense is 14th in the country. They're a great pick and roll team. Their offense is balanced. And I look at their road guys, and it's not too daunting. If you're scared, say you're scared. I'm not scared. I think Creighton has what it takes. Their defense is really good against the three, and that's where Bama could kill you. So I think they match up well. If it does come down to that Elite Eight, I do believe that Creighton could take care of Alabama.
How does the NCAA tournament rank in terms of the number of bets, the handle, the money out there? Where does that stand?
It's ridiculous. You know, the NFL obviously is one, especially now with the state of gambling, how it's legal in all states, except California. What's wrong with you people?
Yeah, we are way behind.
What the? Anyway. So with the NFL and the Super Bowl, of course, it's in the, all the prop bets that you could gamble in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl's king, but March Madness is second best.
Second best. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So I would imagine you've got a lot of money rolling out there on first round games. Who do you,
well, you would imagine correctly, sir.
Yes. So who are you liking in these? Oh, before we do that, UCLA, you don't have any faith in them getting to the Final Four?
Prior to Clark being injured, I had UCLA winning this damn thing. I just, when a team loses their best player, I'm concerned. I have some concerns, and I don't like the fact. Granted, they've got to be happy that they're coming out of the West. You know, their fans don't have to travel too far, but nonetheless, that region is just it's a disaster. They're seriously calling it the region of death.
And it sounds like you've got Michigan State beating USC in the first round.
I do.
Yeah,
but that's not. But in regard to wagering, tonight we have two games. Tonight I'm all over Texas Southern. I'm going to lay the two against Fairleigh Dickinson. Fairleigh Dickinson, new head coach. These guys are going to be nervous. Texas Southern, they've been there. They've done that. They got the free T-shirt. They've got the experience. They're the better team. Also, I'm all over Arizona State. I'll lay the two with Arizona State. I also like the over here. Bobby Hurley and his Devils, I think they take care of business tonight. In regard to tomorrow, my favorite game, mm-hmm. I love Utah State. I love them going up against Missouri. They're 7-1 against the spread, their last eight. They as well could be, I think they have what it takes also, by the way, guys, to upset Arizona. Mm. They could go on a Cinderella run. They've got an experienced roster. Their defense has improved throughout the season. Seventh best in free throw shooting, 80% from the line. Sixth best three-point shooting team. Meanwhile, Missouri, they haven't won an NCAA tournament game since 2010. They're 0-5 against the spread. They've got bad defense, and they're not a good rebounding team.
Hmm.
So it's probably my favorite bet on Thursday is Utah State. Some other games I'm on, San Diego State. I also like Furman with the upset.
You like
Virginia.
San Diego State? Because Alan Slee went there. He's really rooting for him.
I do. I love San Diego State going up against Charleston. I don't like that they have to travel to Florida. I don't like that it's an afternoon game. But boy, have they been battle tested. They've gone up. They've had 10 quad one games. Charleston, not so much. Their schedule has not been daunting at all. They've got 9 players that average 15 minutes, great rotation, 7 seniors, 2 juniors, good 3-point defense. They hold opponents to 29% shooting from behind the arc. Yeah, I love San Diego State. Some other plays tomorrow, I'm on Furman. I think they pull the upset. Give me the 6. West Virginia over Maryland, only laying 2. Arkansas in the first half against Illinois, Boise State getting the points, and Louisiana Lafayette over Tennessee. Those are my
Whoa, Louisiana Lafayette over Tennessee. That's a big
yeah.
one. Hey, how do you feel about Duke? This is a team that obviously kind of got good at the end there, but might have been underseeded in that 5-12 game.
Yeah, so, you know, really interesting. Duke, to me, is a team that that we've seen grow, progress, look better, develop. Young team that has matured right before our very eyes. And the fact that they won the ACC tournament, they look great against the University of Miami, even though University of Miami has not been playing great as of late. A big reason why, by the way, I like Drake. I think Drake beats Miami outright. But Oral Roberts, guys, this Oral Roberts team is good. You know, they're another team that, you know, and that's we always, you know, a lot of us look for that 12 to upset the 5. They've got a lot of seniors, and they're again, they check all the boxes for a quote unquote Cinderella team to make a good run. And I think they're going to really, they're going to take Duke to the limit. I would not be surprised if Oral Roberts advances and Duke loses.
So this is a weird question, but how do you know so much? Because my brain capacity isn't enough to hold all the information that you just
wrote down seven.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, how do you know all this stuff?
I'm not married. I don't have any children. I have three dogs. They're pretty self-sufficient. It's cold here, so I'm not on the golf course yet.
Yep.
I don't know.
Damn.
Crazy. You know what? At the end of the day, guys, I love what I do. This is what I do. I'm gonna be on Daily Wager in about 45 minutes on ESPN2. Shameless plug, not so shameless.
No.
I'm on today. I'm on Friday. We've got a special show on Saturday. Like, this is what I do for a living, and I love it. I love the research. I love doing the research. I love, and full transparency. Everything I tell you to bet on, I bet on.
Nice.
So I don't want to lose money. Guys, are we not going to talk about Aaron Rodgers coming here to New York?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Aaron Rodgers announced today on the Pat McAfee show that he's going to New York. What's that do to the Jets odds?
So the Jets, here's the more important question is, what does that do to the Buffalo Bills odds?
Mm.
Because right now, guys, you can get the Buffalo Bills to win the AFC East at +130. Are you pooping me? Oh man, I am all over that. Like white on rice. I mean, get out. Plus money for a team that has cohesiveness, that has a quarterback that I'd rather have over Aaron Rodgers. Here's the thing. Like, everybody's focusing on the fact that Aaron Rodgers said, yeah, I want to play for the Jets. You know, the Green Bay Packers are holding this whole damn thing up. Okay, did anyone miss the fact that before he went into that room of darkness, he said that he was 90% leaning towards retirement and only 10% play? So if that's the case, so let me get this straight. So before you went into that little dark room, 90% of your body was telling you to retire. So now you're going to pivot and 100% of you is going to pack up all your belongings, move to New York City, be here for the offseason, be committed to learning a totally new organizational culture, changing your attitude when it comes to working with young players who don't know as much as you. So you're going to be somewhat of a mentor to them. And having the wherewithal to really deal with this New York media.
Yep.
Give me no way, guys. No way. No way. Looks great on paper. I'm thrilled for Jets fans. Ooh, yay. Aaron Rodgers is coming here. Crash and burn, baby.
Still like Buffalo in the East.
Oh, +130. Run, don't walk, people. Run, don't walk.
All right. Good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, Anita, tomorrow night, 7 to 10 p.m. And Daily Wager on ESPN2. When?
Tonight, what time is it? Like, I only have 30 minutes to get my makeup on.
So 3 o'clock LA time.
Oh, you can do it in 5. Yeah. You got it.
All right.
You have makeup artists there in LA. I don't.
Oh, I do my own all the time, and it does not look as good.
I know, right? It does not look as good. So really quick, guys, people say, oh my gosh, the pandemic, you work from home. I said, yes. They're like, do you love it? And I said, I love it. The only thing is, I don't have a makeup artist.
Right, right.
Yeah, makes a big difference.
Yep.
It does. It's night and day.
Well, listen, Anita, thanks a lot. We will we'll talk to you next week as we get ready for the Sweet 16.
Absolutely. So tomorrow night, I'll be on right here, 7:10 ESPN, getting you ready for March Madness. Make sure you tune in. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you very much, Anita. There's Anita Marks. Seriously, how do you know? How do you?
I don't know how you keep all
that
straight
stuff in your head.
Yeah,
I guess if it was the one thing that I did.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'd have a shot.
Maybe.
But I can't even remember that guy, the defensive player of the year from UCLA, that I, you know, the guy who's hurt.
Try again.
Jalen, what? Long. Jalen Long? Jalen Clark.
Clark.
Yeah, Jalen Clark. They're going to miss him. They are going to miss him. All right, coming up next for you is What's Up, Fool? Bergman's going to throw some stuff. In the meantime,
it's not What's Up.
It's not What's Up, Fool, man.
What is it?
Let's do some Lakers.
Yeah, let's do some Lakers.
Okay, do some Lakers. Oh, I just have the time on?
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. 15 minutes is What's Up, Fool.
Right.
Well, but that's coming up.
That's what I meant.
Next-ish.
It's coming up.
At some point in the hour.
At some point, you'll hear it.
Yeah, Jason Clark.
Jalen Clark.
Jalen Clark.
Oh, same thing.
Hey, Momo's here. Tomorrow, Yamava, 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 we are there, and we want to see you, meet you at the 909 Sports Bar. We're all going to be broadcasting live there from 10 in the morning until 7. Me, Travis, and Slee. Me and Ireland. Ireland's going to be there. Shidano and Cappy. Baron Davis is going to hang out from 4 till 6 tomorrow night. Great place to watch the first round of March Madness. We'll be giving stuff away. Autographed memorabilia. Got to be 21. Please gamble responsibly. But it's going to be really, really fun. UCLA tips off right after Shidano and Cap finish their show tomorrow night. All right, Momo, I got a little nugget before we get to the Lakers. This is play-by-play man, I shouldn't even say his name, play-by-play man Logan Maddox calling the Ole Miss-Jacksonville State game. It is easy to screw up words. Trust me, easy to screw up words. Listen to how he screwed this up.
Designated hitter looking to get aboard. Sorry about that, folks.
Oh, that's not good.
Such a bad one.
He knew it too.
One of the first comments underneath was, he should be playing Reich Field.
Oh my God. I mean, it's like an episode of The Producers.
Now, I had one recently.
Oh.
Where I said something, and we didn't highlight it because it was
embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
But it was, highlight embarrassing things.
No, we would never do that. It was, I was talking about Karate Kid, and I said, wax on, wax off.
You did not say wax off.
No, I did not.
It was not wax off, that's right.
I did not say wax off. In your imagination,
that's pretty funny.
Know what I said.
That's pretty good.
All right, so Lakers last night absolutely dominating in New Orleans. They just could not miss in that first half. It did get down to like 13 in the second half, but it was pretty comfortable. Now, tonight they're at Houston, the worst team in the league, and no Anthony Davis. Now, if there was ever a game that they could win without Anthony Davis, it is against the Houston Rockets, who are literally attempting to lose.
Yeah, the worst team in the league.
Pushing to lose.
Although they are 3-3 in their last six games.
Oh, yeah.
So that's Houston. That is such a good example of finding a stat for anything you want to prove.
Correct.
3-3 is just 500.
If you torture numbers, they will tell you anything. So
they did beat Boston on Monday.
Yeah. So I have guaranteed a win tonight. I did it earlier in the show. Even though there's no AD, I've guaranteed a win. I feel completely comfortable in it. I've put mythical money on it. And I've even said that if, in the remote chance, they were to be upset tonight, that Greg Bergman will be allowed to take any dessert at Yamava and smash it in my face. Oh, my God. Please win tonight, Lakers.
Is there any part of you that's now hoping that they lose for the bit?
Oh, God. No. I don't want to go around all day with banana cream pie on my face.
The thing about that is, like, even if you get it, like, clean it up a little bit, it's still kind of in your hair.
It's still going to be there. It's still going to be sticky all day.
It happens to me. Like, it's not on the same level, but, like, all the time when I'm around the baby and he's, like, he just likes to pull my hair.
Right.
That's what babies do. And he's always got stuff on his hands, and it's always sticky afterwards. And I'm always like, I'm just gonna have to take a shower afterwards.
Please win!
You can't get it all out.
Now Bergman pointed out to me this morning that obviously it's every game is critical for the Lakers, including tonight. But there are other games tonight that will impact the Lakers, and there's some big ones. And you were explaining them earlier.
Yeah. Bergman. So there's a couple big games. So there's three games that impact the Lakers right now tonight. The Minnesota Timberwolves are playing the Boston Celtics in Minnesota. So that would be a second straight loss possibly for the Celtics, but more so Minnesota is one game ahead of the Lakers.
So we kind of need to root for Boston.
Yeah, you need to root for Boston, which sucks.
Yeah.
If it happens, Minnesota would be 35-35. The Lakers would be 35-35, tied for the 7th seed.
What's the tiebreaker between them? The Lakers just lost to them.
They did just lose to them. I need to look up what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the next important game?
He's not a supercomputer.
It's okay.
I mean, I probably should have looked that up ahead of time.
It's okay.
That's all right.
And the next game that's important is Golden State Warriors and the LA Clippers are playing tonight in Los Angeles. So they're tied right now for the 5 and 6 seed at 36-33. One of those teams is going to lose, and if the Lakers win, they'll be one game back
of the six
seed at that point. And so for the Golden State Warriors,
so no matter what, if the Lakers win, they're going to be one game out of the six.
Right. which is just
that's crazy
out of control.
That's crazy.
That's a possibility. And so, but what's weird is that the Warriors are really, really good at home, but absolutely horrendous on the road. They're 7-26 on the road.
It's so weird. The splits are so. I've never seen anything like that, Momo. What is going on with Golden State in the road?
It is a very strange conundrum. I mean, some of it is just that they haven't had a lot of their guys all the time, and so then that falls on role players. So, like, Steph Curry's missed a lot of time. Andrew Wiggins has been out like 6 weeks at this point.
Yeah.
With a recent absence for personal reasons, he's like one of their best defenders. So they are 28th in the league in defense on the road.
Wow.
So it really is all defense. Usually they say, oh, role players don't shoot as well on the road. They don't play as well on the road because they don't have the crowd behind them. They're, you know, whatever it is. It's actually the defense. It's not because they're not scoring enough. They're just not playing any defense.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy too. There's only one team in the entire Western Conference with a winning away record.
Well, that's because they're all probably like 16-17, right?
One team has a winning record on the road.
Correct. Do you know who it is?
It's not the Nuggets.
It's not the Nuggets. They're 16-17.
Hold on. I'm gonna get this.
Sacramento.
Sacramento's right. 19-13 on the road. They're the only team in the Western Conference with a winning record on the road. It's nuts.
Yeah.
And the third game that's important is the Dallas Mavericks versus the Spurs. Dallas has lost three in a row. Spurs not very good trying to lose also. But if Dallas loses, then you're hopping over Dallas completely.
Dallas isn't going to lose. They have no Luka, no Kyrie Irving, and I still think they're going to win. The Spurs are playing literally no one.
They won their last game, but again, that's the same thing as like the Rockets.
Yeah,
just
they're
last
trying
game.
To lose.
Yeah, both trying to lose. So, but most likely then you'll have a three-way tie for the seventh seed, Dallas, Los Angeles, and Minnesota. If it works out that way.
Oh, no.
And one game back of the six.
Oh, my God. We've lost Jorge. He stopped paying attention to the show. That's a terrible sign. Jorge, what are you doing? You're on your phone.
No, it's not.
Keep tweeting or texting or whatever you're doing, and that means the show's not going well.
Break time. What's up, fool, coming up next?
Is it for real coming up next this time?
Yeah.
It is for real.
I'm listening to my story. I'm looking up my story.
I did find that thing you were looking for, Bergman.
What's that thing?
Yeah, oh, you found it?
Yeah. So, in Dave McMenamin's story on ESPN, he writes that Darvin Ham said he considered resting Anthony Davis in the second half to try to save him for Wednesday, but ended up needing to play him 17 minutes in the second half as New Orleans cut the lead all the way down to 13 in the fourth quarter. Mm. Remember, the Lakers were up by 40?
Right.
Okay. Quote, it definitely was a thought, but obviously that's a hell of a ball club over there that has a lot of pride. They made their push. So having to reinsert him into the game kind of nixed any delusions of grandeur. In other words, it was a thought.
In the fourth quarter, yeah.
This idea that, like, okay, they were up so much. If they rested him in the second half, maybe they could play AD in the second.
Yeah, drip, drip, drip. So, the lead melted away.
Yeah, they were up 40. And New Orleans did cut it to 13. I was watching it. Yeah. I remember it was like, oh, it's 10-13.
Right, and if it weren't for that D'Angelo play where he got the ball and then there was the loose ball foul against them. That's an excellent explanation.
So
but
good.
If you were watching the game, you know exactly
I know what you're talking about.
It wound up being a loose ball foul against New Orleans, and that was pivotal in that game. Pivotal.
Do you want credit for watching? Is that why you
always
it?
Watch. I don't want credit.
No, I kind of want some credit for watching because it really was. They were really up 40. It's like, that was if ever there was a game to turn it off.
Yeah.
It was that. They were up 40.
I may have watched the finale of The Last of Us at some point last night.
Okay.
You could have watched it after the game. The game ended like 7.
It did end early. It was fantastic, by the way. The Last of Us is a great friggin' show.
Really good. Really good.
And an excellent season finale. All right, coming up next for you is What's Up, Fool? Then at 3 o'clock. As a Rams fan, I've been so aggravated this week. Everybody's getting free agents, and our players are going. Jalen Ramsey's gone, and Bobby Wagner's gone, and Leonard Floyd is gone. What the hell is going on? Is this just a teardown? Jordan Rodriguez is going to be here from The Athletic and try to talk me down from all that.
Oh, I don't know if she's going to talk you down from it.
Really?
I mean, you might be. She might
say we're in a rebuild.
Yeah, she might.
Nobody has said so far. It's just a remodel.
She knows what's going on.
All right, we'll do that at 3. In the meantime, what's up, fool? Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, thanks, Chris. We'll wait for Momo in just a second. So Mace, you get to answer the question.
Okay, bring it on.
I'm going to skip over this one because I think it's better for Momo.
Okay. But,
and that one is two. Okay, so Reddit is a very open source social media space,
yes, right?
Right.
It can be very scary.
It is an very open source.
Yeah,
so
extremely
open. You can do and say whatever you want on it with no consequence. Well, Marvel is trying to change all of that.
Okay.
An LLC affiliate of Marvel subpoenaed both Google and Reddit after a subreddit called Marvel Studios Spoilers leaked the entire Ant-Man Quantumania script on it before the release of the movie. Because it's open source and you can kind of do whatever you want, do you think Marvel has a chance to win this suit or even have a suit that will get to court?
So basically what they've got is kind of a snitch, right?
Yeah.
They've got somebody inside Marvel who's saying, you know, I'm not, maybe they're upset or disgruntled or whatever it is, and they're like, screw you guys, I'm going to release the script. I don't think they've got a case.
So,
I think they've got to find the guy or the woman that's doing it and terminate them or whatever that is. And with IP addresses and all that stuff, they should be able to do it, but they can't.
So they want to subpoena Google and Reddit in order to reveal the leakers' identities.
Oh,
the leakers'
I see.
Identities under the terms of the DMCA, Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
Right. But would this fall into the, I mean, I'm not an attorney, yeah, but would this fall into the category of free speech?
Yeah, that's kind
you
of what
you can't release your sources. You don't have to release your sources.
If you found some way to get this script and then released it, you're kind of do whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a Marvel problem and not a Reddit problem.
Right.
So I don't think there is any recourse. I mean, they can try. It's terrible. I didn't read it.
It's just interesting. It's requesting any information provided when an infringing user established their Reddit account, including the name, address, telephone number, email address.
Okay, so
IP
they,
address.
In other words, they want to know the leaker.
Yeah, they want to know who it is.
I don't think Reddit should be required to provide that.
Right. I mean, this is like you said, it's a Marvel problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
What's up, foo?
All right. So this one I think is good for Momo.
Hey, welcome back, Momo. I mean,
that was like. Was that like the shortest break in history or something?
We're trying to keep them short around here.
All right. Yeah, I really did not dawdle.
No. You were fine. It was a quick one. So Scoot Henderson has been known as the number two pick in the NBA draft for a long time now after Victor Wembanyama. The G League Ignite, who Henderson plays for, is shutting him down for the entire season because they aren't going to make the playoffs and say he has shown enough at this point. On the other hand, Brandon Miller of Alabama is a one seed in the tournament, and some draft sites are now saying that he surpassed Henderson and moving into that two spot. Do you think with NIL in college as a way to get paid and more exposure in the NCAA tournament that guys will stop doing the G League route?
No, I think the G League is a really good option. I think that not everybody wants to go to college. Not everybody wants to go to classes and do all that and then put themselves. And I think the G League is there's a lot of players that prefer to just kind of go straight to the NBA. I mean,
But what can you make on NIL compared to what you make in the G? Like, I'm sure it's set what you make in the G League.
Yeah,
right?
Do
you know
what it is? It's like 125. Maybe it's more than that. I think there's a couple players that make a lot more than that on each of the G League teams. They've tried to increase the salary to make it less, to make it more enticing to play in the G League.
But isn't it really a matter of money? Is this not a case of follow
the I don't think
money?
So.
I can get, let's just take your number, 125 for playing in the G League, or I can get, I don't know,
300
for playing at North Carolina or Duke.
Okay,
or
this is just
USC
my guess, but I think there's a lot more NIL money for football than there is for basketball. I really do think that. But NIL money is not always for the best player on the team because that guy's really not there that long, especially in college basketball. I think it's much like a guy, you know, the guy who makes a lot of money is Drew Timmy on NIL deals from Gonzaga. But he's like a four-year player. He's been there a long time. He's had some tournament runs. Like, I think NIL money in basketball is more lucrative for the non-star, like the non-superstars or the non-NBA-bound players. But the NBA-bound players aren't necessarily going to be in college that long. And I think they would rather just go professional where they have more control over things. Don't have to go to class.
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes down to dollars and cents. If it's, you know, whatever bag of money from the G League versus bag of money from the from some university basketball program, you go for the bigger bag of money.
I mean, at some point, when the one and done's gone, all this kind of
all this goes away.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So then,
when does
what's that fool?
It's like we're just a year away from that or something. 2024.
I don't know.
Okay.
I should know.
Yeah. CBA stuff.
But I don't.
Yeah, you're not a supercomputer. We do not expect you to
know that everything. Is something that I should probably be, like, have at the tip of my tongue as an NDA person.
Don't,
but,
don't worry.
But I don't know. I'm just admitting.
I'm not going to hold it against
thanks.
You.
Okay.
What's up, foo?
What's up, foo?
All right, so our very own Parker Bell, social media guy, went to a show at the Novo yesterday. He went to go see somebody called Division. He's a Toronto-based R&B artist from Drake's label.
Okay.
Something interesting he told me about this guy is that when he comes to big cities, he does a meet and greet with his fans. And for $250, you get to meet him, greet him, and you have the option of getting a tattooed, I guess, autograph of him.
A tattooed autograph?
Yeah.
In other words, a tattoo.
Like a real tat?
Like a real tat.
Okay.
Ooh,
now,
I don't know.
Now, if you went to see your favorite artist, would you pay the $250 to get a tattoo autograph of your favorite artist?
I got to tell you, no.
Yeah. No.
No. I mean, who's your favorite artist?
No, not really.
I mean, I have a few. Like, I love Beyonce. And I love Dolly.
Dolly Parton?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I love Dolly Parton, but...
She's great.
She's great.
Not sure she's handing out tattoos.
I don't want to get a tattoo of anybody.
I don't think...
No, no, not really.
I don't think a tattoo.
No. Adele's great, but do you want a tattoo?
Adele's exactly.
Yeah, I think that's a little too much, too.
No, I think it's super weird. Unless you're
a
fanatic. For that act, I guess. And you're, by the way, a fanatic for that act, and you believe they're going to be around for a long time, because years from now, people are going to look at you and say, who the hell's Division?
Yeah.
Who is that? What? Where do you have that word on you? And people won't even remember the act. So it's got to be an act that's been around for a long time.
So Parker's texting me. He says that he does it personally for you. So he does the tattooing for you.
He does the tattoo?
That takes a while.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
It's a great story.
It's crazy.
It is. It's amazing.
Someone asks you about your love of math for Division, and you can say that he actually...
Division.
I rock calculus.
You know...
Geometry,
multiplication.
Pi, 3.14.
That was yesterday.
I'm a Division guy.
Hey, give me 42 divided by 6. Go.
7.
There you go.
Took me a second.
Me too. Math's not a strongest subject here.
Yeah, nobody told me there would be math.
And by the way, I have Vince Scully on my arm, so who
but
am I?
That's really? Different. That's different.
Yeah.
Did you not know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Vince Scully is forever.
Vince Scully is forever.
Division is for right now.
See it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. It's always been there.
Isn't that cool?
Not always, but you know.
I was born.
I was born.
See, I think you can't go wrong with the Vince Scully
tattooed on me.
Can't go wrong with the Vince Scully on
it.
Tattoo.
There's a whole thing about the Jewish cemetery, and you know. Okay.
But that's not real anymore. I was told.
I don't know if it's real, but it's real enough that I don't want to do it. Like they're not going to check the body and be like, nope, not allowed.
I got ink.
Yeah.
I do.
I know you do.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting another one.
I think it's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, Momo, Mount Sinai is going to be like, no.
They're going to check you and be like, you're out.
Sorry. You got that flower on
you know what? You can have
You've
a spot right outside the gates.
On your foot.
Right outside the gates, flower. Greg Bergman.
What's up, foo?
All right, so I had a dream last night. So we talk a lot about dreams on this show, especially.
Did you record it?
No.
No.
It wasn't a recording dream. So, well, I mean, I probably could have.
No, like when I did the voice memo of my weird dream.
Yeah, we remember.
But especially, it was when you're here, we like talking about. But last night, I woke up at 1:30 a.m. because I was having a dream that just kept repeating.
Oh, I've had those.
Yeah. This happens often. I don't remember the details, but I will wake up and because I just need the dream to stop.
Yeah, stop
just going
it,
in a circle in my head. So the question was, does this kind of thing ever happen to you? And what do you think it means?
No, it happens a lot. I think all of these, most dreams, I think, are stress dreams. Like you're anxious about something, you're nervous about something, and it's your body just like processing that.
I don't know. Sometimes
feeling.
I think it's your subconscious trying to tell you what you should do in life.
Maybe.
Or how you should behave or how you should change your behavior.
Okay.
I think that's what's I don't know what the repetitive
You've
I
never
mean,
had
maybe,
that?
Yeah, here's what happens to me. So I will go into a dream and I will always go to the same place. Like and different things will happen. But it's always the studios I worked in New York. And I go back there and something different happens every single time. But in terms of geography, it always goes there. So, I guess that is repetitive in nature. But I always think it's your subconscious trying to tell you something. Do you remember the specifics of the dream?
No. And you know what? And something clicked earlier. I forgot what it was, though. But it's basically what happens is It could be anything. Like, you know, I'm building a treehouse, just for example. Yeah. I don't know where that came from. But like, it'll be like, you'll be go up and you'll build the treehouse and you come down and you go somewhere and you go back and you start doing the exact same plank that you were doing before. And it just keeps going around in circle and circle.
So it's kind of like a hamster wheel.
You know what?
Yes.
I think that's a glitch in the Matrix.
Oh, could be.
Inception.
But I have to wait. I have to wake up, go get water, lay back down, and then it'll kind of go away. But if I just like wake up and then close my eyes again, I'll go right back into that spot.
So I couldn't.
I know what you're talking about.
I could not sleep last night. And
really?
Yeah, I could.
You're not the only one. Amanda couldn't sleep last night. I couldn't sleep last night.
I could not sleep.
Could you sleep, Momo?
Yeah, I slept okay. Yeah.
So I was like super restless. JJ. And when I wound up going back to sleep, I woke up this morning. And Juan told me I went to the kitchen and ate a cookie. And I have no recollection of this whatsoever. I argued with him. I said, it wasn't me. It had to be you. He said, no, it was definitely me. So I think I was sleepwalking for a cookie in the middle of the night.
Did you take Ambien?
No, I do not. Take everything else.
Yeah, I was like, I think we all know what he takes.
Gummy right before you went to bed.
Yeah. Yeah, so I did eat a cookie in the middle of the night, apparently.
That's so weird.
I fed the cat in the middle of the night.
Sleepwalking, or you knew it?
Sleepwalking. Like, no, I mean, I knew I was doing it, but basically she woke me up at like 4:30 meowing, and I was like, oh. And like, usually Nevin's there, and he gets up around 4:35. He's really early morning person.
Yep.
But he was gone last night, so I was there, and I had forgotten to like leave something out for her. And I still think she would have woke me up, but I just like very groggily got out and gave her some food.
Mm.
And went right back to bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those repeating dreams, I swear.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's annoying where you try to snap yourself out of it.
And you just can't. Yep.
There's
she went outside my bedroom.
Your cat.
What's up, foo?
There you have it. So I have been borderline crazy about the Rams all week because I see all of our good players leaving, like Bobby Wagner, I want to go someplace I can win, and Jalen Ramsey traded for only a third round pick, and Leonard Floyd just outright cut. So I said, get Jordan Rodrigue on because I want to talk to her about some of this stuff. So Jordan Rodrigue from The Athletic is coming up next, and then 3:15 is Game of Games, and then we're off at 3:30 today. I have so much material. We're off at 3:30 today. I should just go and like do the show on the stream.
Do another podcast. Jump on YouTube.
There you go. So coming up next, Jordan Rodrigue, and then Game of Games, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.